This episode of The Morning Stream is brought to you by Harry's, for guys who want a great shave experience for a fraction of what you're paying now. And just in time for the holidays, get $5 off a holiday shave set with the code MORNINGSTREAM at harrys.com. Coming up on TMS, we have Golden Globes.
The critics have spoken.
I want my own Dorito robot.
You almost said Dohitros. Giant dog poo goes missing.
Runaway goats.
Major spoilers and more on this episode of The Morning Stream.
Better than Dunaway goats.
You know, Tamara, the Hawaii chair wasn't designed just for home. I mean, after all, for some of us, at least 40 hours of our week is spent sitting behind a desk at the office. So to see what office workers think of the Hawaii chair, we sent Aaron Lee to work.
Now, there's the Snuggie.
The Morning Stream. Can you dig it?
I can totally dig it. Hi, everybody, and welcome back to The Morning Stream for Monday, the 12th of December, 2016. Scott Johnson here with Brian Ibbett. Hello.
Can you dig it?
Can you dig it? Can you dig it? That's the question.
I can totally dig it.
All right. If you can dig it, I can dig it.
Right from the Warriors. Can you dig it?
We both can dig it. Let us all dig it together. Some reason, my audio seems hot. Does it seem hot to you?
It does not. Your audio seems, well, let me turn myself up so I'm the same volume as what I perceive you to be.
Yeah? Do I sound super hot?
No.
Hot?
No.
Super hot?
Okay, no, you don't.
Right. You don't. All right. Some reason the meters seem like they're high, but the actual waveform doesn't.
Okay. Yeah, nobody's...
Legacy podcast, everybody.
Nobody appears to be complaining about it in the chat room, which is usually our barometer. If something goes wrong, before you and I even notice it, people in the chat room are saying, "Oh, you sound like you're coming from Mars."
Are they the ones?
You sound like,
okay. All right. I count
you sound
on
like
them.
Everything you say is backwards.
Yeah, we count on you people. So
we do.
Keep it up, you people. Hey, we're back. It's been a weekend. We did some things. It's been very busy here. We've got so much family stuff going on that it's just the holidays, right?
Mm-hmm. But oh, totally. This is the time of year where you know you can try to schedule things. You can try to like plan something. It's not going to happen, or it's going to happen in a different time or way than you expect it.
Yeah, and this week is bazonkers for us. I got just a billion things, like three different parties, three different nights. Way more guest podcasts than I should ever agree to do. Just too many things. So,
are you doing a thing? Are you doing a thing tomorrow?
I don't know. Am I? What's going on tomorrow? Is there a thing tomorrow?
Well, we should talk offline.
Oh, are we on a thing together? I don't know.
Well, we might be. I'm trying to figure out one thing that I'm debating on whether or not I'm doing. Mm. It also might depend on something else. But if you're part of it, then I will schedule to be on there because I don't want to be. It's you know what? I'm setting up so much stuff that I can't divulge any further. So why am I even talking?
I don't think I have. I'm looking at my thing. Unless I forgot, and that's possible. I've done that before. I've missed things before because I'm a dummy and didn't put it in my calendar. But let me look just real quick. Yeah, I don't see.
You're not going on a show where you're going to talk about Westworld tomorrow, right?
No.
Okay. No. Do you want to?
No.
Not with four other guest spots and three parties?
What time is it tomorrow? Do you know?
I think it'd be 4 o'clock our time.
Oh, that's bad because I'm on the DTNS Predictions 2017 show.
Gotcha.
Then. So I am on something tomorrow.
You are.
But not that. So the more you said about Westworld, the less I realized we were on the same thing.
Right, right.
All right,
I'm not even sure I'm going to be able to do it because I'm doing something with Satchel tomorrow also, and I have to check in and look at the time.
Who's Satchel Paige?
Satchel Player.
Oh.
That the awesome podcast player that allows people to get our show, get TMS and The Instance and all those other shows, and support them instantly on Patreon.
That's very nice.
Within the app. Within the app.
Within
how awesome is that?
The app.
Within the app.
What's the deal? With the app. All right. Hey, look at this. I got a little thing for you.
All right. Hit me.
The Golden Globes came out, or the nominees for them. These are the Golden Globes. As opposed to the regular Globes or the Silver Globes. These are the Golden Globes for the 2017 nominations. You know what? To keep reading, please enter your email address. What is
I
this?
I didn't have to do that earlier.
Washington Post. I know. I didn't either. What is happening here? Okay. That bugs me. There's not an opt out. I'm not giving you my email address. Oh my gosh,
I've got it pulled up on mine. You want me to?
Yeah, well, I'll tell you what I'll do too. How about I get a different link? F these
there
guys.
You go.
Take that, WOPO. You guys suck. All right. Hold on. Here we go. Entertainment. I'll just find another source. Here we go. How about this one? Golden Globes. Here we go. Complete list on E! Online where they don't tell me I have to get their email before. Yeah, at least it's E! Not email. All right, here we go. You ready for this? Here are your nominations. For Best Motion Picture Drama, mm-hmm. Hacksaw Ridge from Mel Gibson.
Mm-hmm. With that Andrew Garfield.
Yeah. Oh gosh. Thank you.
Oh, we could just listen to them announce it.
I hate that. Autoplays on websites. What year are we in? I don't understand. Yeah, right. 2016. What are you doing to us? Hacksaw Ridge. It's got Spider-Man, the old Spider-Man in it. He's in it.
Well, the newest I guess not the newest, not Tom Holland, but
he's middle Spider-Man now.
The previous Spider-Man.
Yeah. He's the sandwich meat in the bread.
The Tobey Maguire Tom Holland sandwich.
Yeah, he's right there in the middle.
Ew.
Hell or High Water. That's exciting. I'm going to see that, I think, tonight. I've already rented it, just haven't watched it.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Don't even know what it is. Oh, it's a Western, of course.
Well, it's sort of. It's modern day. It's like trucks and, you know,
cars
and stuff, but it's kind of a Western. A Lion. I don't know what that is.
A boy from Eastern India who gets lost.
Uh-huh. He runs into Pumbaa. Pumbaa helps him.
He runs into Pumbaa. I think he's on a boat with a Bengal tiger and a...
Oh, good.
No, that's all I know.
I don't know anything about it. Manchester by the Sea, which is a soccer game. They always play it right by the sea.
And they lose the ball all the time.
Yeah. Moonlight is just Bruce Willis. They couldn't get what's her name, so it's just Moonlight.
Half of Moonlighting, Moonlight.
Just Moonlight.
Right.
Best Motion Picture Musical or Comedy. You actually have a couple here that are musicals: La La Land and Sing Street, to be specific. Right. Then you got Florence Foster Jenkins. I don't know what that is.
It's a biography on a woman named Florence Foster Jenkins.
Ah, okay, great. Oh! I know who that is. That's it's the singing lady who had a terrible singing voice. But because she was rich, everybody kept telling her she sounded great.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay, you know more about it than I do.
I heard about this on some NPR deal. Then you got Deadpool, which I think is just a zombie movie about zombies on Deadpool there.
Right. It's the old, it's the old Clint Eastwood film. It's the old Dirty Harry film. I don't know if they must have done a remake or something about
okay,
that.
All right. Cool. Yeah. I'm excited. Maybe his son Lance or Kevin or who was it? The Eastwood kid? Jim Eastwood.
Are we going to get at least one tweet from somebody who thinks we're serious that we don't know what Deadpool
probably.
Is?
I don't care. Let them come. 20th Century Women. That's coming. It's about the housing market in the 1980s. Now 20th Century was just killing it. All right. Then there's Best Motion Picture Foreign Language.
That's Century 21.
Century 21. That's what I meant. Not Century 20. Best Motion Picture, blah, blah, for foreign, who cares? I don't know any of those names. Right. I mean, I'm sure they're fine, but whatever. Okay, Best Animated Feature, Kubo and the Two Strings. That's a high favorite for me. Moana, high favorite for me. My Life is a Zucchini. I have no idea what that is.
I know, but it just sounds funny.
Sounds good. Sing, yeah. Trolls, and Zootopia. I didn't think Sing was out.
Just came out this week, I believe, or maybe next week.
Was it? Can it
yeah.
be?
I know the soundtrack is out.
I heard good things. Let's see if I can find it.
About Sing?
Yeah, 79 on Rotten Tomatoes. Oh, it opens on the 21st, so it's still not out here.
Oh, okay. It just feels like, let's make an animated movie that captures the popularity of The Voice and America's Got Talent. I guess you can't say American Idol since that got canceled because of low popularity.
But yeah, it's a bad example, right?
Yeah, let's use that one.
It looks fun. It's got, you know, apes and bugs and stuff in it.
Sure. A lot of great voices.
Sure. Trolls is supposed to be better than people thought it would be.
It can't be any worse.
Well, than people think it's funny because it's got, I mean, it's got like a high 80s on Rotten Tomatoes. Like,
it just feels like a movie that should have come out 20 years ago when trolls were popular.
Yeah.
Those stupid weird. Plastic troll dolls.
They somehow pulled it off. I don't know. It's weird. Yeah. Okay. Best performance by an actor in a motion picture. You got Casey Affleck. You know him as Ben Affleck's brother. Mm-hmm. He's in the Manchester by the Sea. Joel Edgerton in Loving. Andrew Garfield in Hacksaw Ridge, where he, he learns how to be a man. Right. Viggo Mortensen in Captain Fantastic. What the hell is that? I don't know what that is.
Captain I don't know Fantastic. What that is either. Is that an Elton John biography? Viggo Mortensen as Elton John.
Elton John, looking like Scott's mom. Oh,
now I'm in. I'm all in.
Denzel Washington in Fences. It's Fences.
It just puts up fences. Yeah, like 2 hours. It's a 2-hour how-to video.
Yeah, it's great. DYI, as they call them. it's do it yourself. Oh, wait. DIY. Do it yourself. Yeah. Do yourself in. Best actress or best performance from an actress in a motion picture drama, Amy Adams in Arrival. I think that's a lock. She was really good in that.
She was really good.
Jessica Chastain in Miss Sloane. Isabel Huppert in Elle. I don't know any of these. Ruth Negga in Loving and Natalie Portman in Jackie. She plays Jackie Chan in the Jackie Chan
It's amazing.
Movie.
It is such a departure for Natalie Portman.
Yeah, you don't expect that from her, really.
No.
It's fantastic work by her, by Natalie Portman.
Portman!
Best performance by an actor in a motion picture, musical, or comedy. You got Colin Farrell in Lobster. I just watched him in a thing. Yesterday, I watched a movie with him in it. It was good. It was called The Long Walk or something like that. Okay. And it was a Peter Weir movie, his last one in 2010, where all those guys escaped from a Russian gulag and went all the way through the Himalayas to get to India.
Oh, wow.
It's pretty good. It's got that girl from that you like. I can't think of her name. You've talked about her before. I can't think of her name. Anyway, Ryan Gosling in La La Land.
Mm-hmm. A lot of praise for that. That altogether, that thing got like... 7 nominations.
People like the La La Land, yeah.
They do like the La La Land, yeah.
Ryan Gosling Hugh Grant for Florence Foster Jenkins. That's Hugh Grant, for those who may not be familiar with the right way to say it.
Uh-huh.
Jonah Hill for War Dogs. Ryan Reynolds for Deadpool. Look at Ryan Reynolds getting the Deadpool love, man.
No kidding.
It's pretty great.
That's great. A superhero movie getting critical appraise like this, and not for special effects, right?
That's correct.
Yeah.
Annette Bening... Lily Collins, Haley Steinfeld, Emma Stone, and Meryl Streep round out the musical comedy stuff. And I'm going to skip down a little bit because we don't care about these guys. Best supportings, don't care. Best director, you got Damien Chazelle for La La Land, Tom Ford for Nocturnal Animals, Mel Gibson for Hacksaw Ridge. I wonder if he'll come out and go, I hate Jews.
He probably will.
Jews are the worst. Look at my beard.
Sugar teas.
Sugar teas and Jews. Barry Jenkins for Moonlight and Kenneth Lonergan for Manchester by the Sea. And then let's skip down here to about score. We're going to get to TV.
Yeah.
Hold on a second. There's Tandy Newton, I guess is how you're supposed to say it. I didn't realize that until yesterday.
Really? I thought it was Tandy.
No, it's Tandy.
I thought we watched a video. We settled this with a video where it said Thandi. No,
did
she pronounce it herself and say
it was in some interview? How do you? Let's see. How do you say Thandi Newton? Okay, here we go. You ready?
Yeah.
Thandi Newton, according to YouTube. I don't know if this is gonna be accurate or not. It's one of those ones with the big swirly in the middle. Okay, here we go. Come on.
Thandi Newton.
What'd you say?
Sound like a TH, Thandi.
Thandi Newton.
Yeah, they're saying it Thandi.
See, and that's the thing. I think I said it as Tandy Newton on the show before, and the tadpole erupted with, no, it's pronounced Thandi with a TH.
Hmm.
And now that very same tadpole has turned on me, and Sidian and Dice Tomato are all telling me it's Thandi now.
All right, well, let's see what she says.
Here's- yes, that's what we need. We need her to say it.
Embracing her. Oh, she's
guys,
doing it.
Tadpool's like whatever way the wind is blowing.
Yeah, they don't care. They're fair weather fans. All right, here you go. Okay, I'm playing it. Oh, this is a TED talk from her.
Oh, good.
I feel like I can't skip through this. I don't want the intro. Okay, get going there, Thandi.
My name is Thandi. May the fourth be with you.
embracing otherness. When I first heard this theme, I thought, well, embracing otherness is embracing myself.
All right, she's not talking about
her
name.
She's not going to say her name.
Damn it.
And by the way, my name is pronounced.
How do you say Thandi Newton's name?
She's going to do that halfway through a TED Talk.
It's going to drive me crazy. This is seriously going to drive me crazy. All right, can I find a place pronounced, how to pronounce Thandi Newton? Okay, here we go, here we go.
Max may have found something.
Here we go, here's two things of it. Here's one.
Thandi Newton.
Whoop, hold on.
Thandi Newton.
Okay, that sounded like a robot.
Yeah, Thandi that's...
Wait.
Thandi Newton.
Sandy? Well, this is some bullshit.
Oh, here we go, here we go. The Max is... the Max's link is the Today Show introducing her.
Oh, okay.
And that's what we, you know, she's sitting right there, so she'll correct them if they're wrong.
No, this is good.
Yeah, Hoda Kotb is going to say it.
There she is talking about being nude. Okay, here we go. Here we go. It's slowly coming up. Let's go, let's go, let's go.
We're back on this Friday with an actress who dazzles us from one role to another. Her name, of course, Thandi Newton.
Thandi.
Thandi. Okay.
So it's Thandi Newton then.
Thandi Newton.
All right. According to jury, it's Thandi, but, you know, he
says
things.
That's what I thought, too. And then I got...
Then you got Thandied?
I got Thandied. The chat room totally Thandied me.
Oh, my gosh. Well, all right. Where were we here? Oh, best television series drama. The Crown. I still need to watch it.
Oh, yeah.
Game of Thrones. You know, the one, the HB, the Hobo one.
Oh, that one. I keep forgetting that's a thing.
Yep. Strangler Things.
Uh-huh.
Strangler Things is how you say it.
Right.
This Is Us. Don't know what that is.
That's the new, it feels like Parenthood Volume 2.
Okay, great. This Is Us. Westworld got in there. Well done, Westworld. All right, best TV series and musical comedy. Atlanta. That's got your dude from The Community in there. Your new...
Yes, your Donald Glover. Yeah, your Childish Gambino.
Yeah, your Lando Calrissian. Blackish. Mozart in the Jungle, Transparent, and Veep. Now, can I make a comment?
Sure.
Transparent is not funny. It's never been funny. It's not a comedy. So Why is that in there? Because it is not funny. It has tiny moments of funny, but so does everything on the list of dramas.
We talked about this with Orange is the New Black, too. It's. I think you can submit it. Like, they get to choose what they submit it as.
Yeah.
But... Yeah, I know. It is a weird... I haven't seen more than just a few minutes of Transparent. It's on the list to watch, but...
It's good. It's good, but it's not funny. It's not like a comedy. Like, it's not a musical. It's definitely not a comedy. And no. Veep. Veep is funny. Veep is a very funny
Veep
show.
Veep belongs there.
Yeah.
Blackish belongs there.
Sure. I don't know enough about Atlanta or Mozart in the Jungle. Mm-hmm. I haven't seen either of those. Best performances...
No, but I would watch Mozart in Atlanta.
No, I totally would, dude. How about Transparent Mozart in Atlanta, who is
Perfect.
Also Blackish and voted for the wrong Veep? All right.
Right. Vice President Mozart and Vice President Transparent Mozart. Never mind. Whatever. We've beaten that
horse. We got it. Best performance by an actor in a TV series drama. Rami Malek for Mr. Robot. Mm-hmm. Bob Odenkirk for Better Call Saul. Matthew Rhys for The Americans. Liev Schreiber for Ray Donovan. I hear that's good. Billy Bob Thornton for Goliath. I think he should win that. I thought that show was incredible. I loved Goliath.
I did start last night. I started The Path.
Oh, very nice. What do you think so far? Pretty creepy.
So far, yeah. Yeah, I'm still two-thirds of the way through the first episode, so.
Yeah, it's really good.
I'm not super far, but already I'm just loving Michelle Monaghan.
She's great.
She's great.
Nothing wrong with her. Actress in a TV series, you got your Katrona Baffley. For Outlander. I'm sure I got that right.
Sure, that's exactly right.
Claire Foy for The Crown. Carrie Russell for The Americans. Winona Ryder for Stranger Things. Really? She was the worst actor in that.
You know, it's funny. People are either one way or the other on her. Like,
I just didn't think it was that good of a performance is all.
No, but...
she was fine.
But there are people who completely defend her and say, oh, no, she was great. That's exactly how a character like that would act in that situation.
You know
so,
who I would have given it to? Yeah. I would have given it to 11. That's who should have gotten
it. Right.
She should be your actress of the deal.
Would she be considered... I mean, she seems like she would be the best actress, right? Not a supporting actress?
Sure. Yeah. I don't know. Well, maybe she would be supporting. Mm-hmm. Evan Rachel Wood for Westworld. Mm-hmm. I think she was great as well.
She was great.
Everybody in that show deserves. Actually, the fact that most of them aren't on all of these supporting and things, that is kind of a crime because they're all really good in those roles.
Yeah.
Skip down here. Miniseries, I don't care. Let's see. Best performance. Okay.
Yeah, how is miniseries still People versus O.J. Simpson? Hasn't that...
Yeah, I thought that already won everything.
I thought that already won everything and we were moved past it.
Yeah.
But I guess...
That's weird. It goes on forever. Lasts forever.
Yeah.
That's the miniseries that will never go away. So there it is. It's your Golden Globes. Obviously, there's more, a few others there, but that's all coming soon. I don't know what the date is for that. What is it? January something?
It will be... What is the date? January 8th. Sunday, January 8th. All so, right. Yeah, we don't have long to wait for this one. It's not like the Oscars where they tell you like a couple months in advance, but... That's or true. 8 weeks in advance. Mm. But yeah, La La Land, 6 nominations. Moonlight, I'm sorry, La La Land, 7. Moonlight, 6 nominations. Manchester by the Sea, 5. Mm. And networks, HBO, 14 nominations. FX with 9. ABC, Amazon, AMC, and Netflix, all with 5.
Jeez.
Yeah.
That's insane.
Only one quote-unquote network, you know, terrestrial broadcast network.
CBS, that's it.
No, ABC.
Or ABC, I was getting mixed up. But look at HBO sweeping the deal there.
Holy cow, 14.
Yeah, where are you, NBC? What do you got over there? What kind of programming you got these days?
Well, we've got The Voice.
Uh-huh.
And then we've got a show where people fight over having the best Christmas light display. We're
great.
Really banking all our chips on that one.
Gosh dang it, dude. What happened to the Grant Tinker era of NBC where it was just hit after hit?
Seinfeld and Frasier and Cheers, and basically, you know, the nominations were 5 or 4 must-see TV shows and something from the ABC Friday Night Crap Fest.
Yes, it was must-see TV.
Yeah.
What's the deal? And now it's nothing. It's poo. Yeah, it's
poo.
Poo. It's poo, I tell you.
That's what it is.
All right, let's get to the chance for someone to win some prizes here. The number is 801-895-4724. I'm clearing the lines. By the way, somebody last week says, what happened to clearing the lines? I do it every time. I do it every day.
Does he have to say it? I think you need to say that you're clearing the lines.
Well, I'm behind saying it, but also it, just because you don't get in doesn't mean I didn't clear them. It means that you weren't quick enough on the draw or whatever. So calm down out there, everybody. It's all good. Here's our first caller. We'll take it. We'll see who it is. Hi, who's this?
Hi, my name is Em.
Well, hello, Em. How are you?
Hello, Em.
Well, we've had Em on before, haven't we? Haven't we had you before, Em?
I've had Em.
We have. I was 2 weeks ago, but I was a loser because I'm a loser.
No, you're not a loser at all.
Not at all.
I'm a loser. How's the song go? I'm a loser, baby. So why don't... Oh, no, we don't want to talk about killing anybody.
Gosh, no.
No, wow, this
got
dark.
Dark quickly.
Yeah, I didn't mean to go down that road. Well, it's nice to have you here. Let's pull Daryl in and we'll see if we can't get you to win today. Today it's all about digital codes for the big winnings. We'll let Brian explain that.
Not the question, though. The question's not about digital codes.
No. It's about something very different, it turns out. And I'll just say there's a lot of math in today's question. So, Em, I hope you're feeling good about the math.
I do love math.
Oh, you do? Good. All right. Or as the British say, the maths.
Maths. Like,
yeah.
Sure.
Have you studied your maths? All right. Daryl, you're on the line, too?
Oh, I might be.
Well, then here's this.
Yeehaw! I'm feeling good today, and I can't even identify why.
Oh, my gosh, you guys. It's time for Stump Daryl, and it's brought to you by...
Brought to you by Scottish Accents. If it's not Scottish Accents, it's crap.
I was going to say how much the Scottish accent kind of turns me on, but now I've changed my mind after your display.
After mine?
Yeah.
I've changed my mind. Somebody linked me this weekend to yet another cover of Do They Know It's Christmas by Band-Aid. You know how there's been like 5 of those?
Yeah.
And we joked last time we talked about it that I named off the people from the newest one and you couldn't name a single, recognize a single name from it.
Yeah.
There's apparently a Northern Ireland version.
Oh,
featuring stars from Northern Ireland, and it's like 4 people that all just take turns doing the lyrics.
Really? Oh my gosh!
I think it might be a joke. I think it's a joke from a network or something.
Are they being super like bombastic about it? Bombastic.
1 or 2 of them are. The couple of them are totally playing it straight, like it's you know a genuine deal.
Well, that is unfortunate.
Yeah.
All right, Daryl, how you doing? What's going on over there?
Oh, I'm good.
I hear a meeting. Is there a meeting?
Oh, that's not here. That's somewhere else.
Oh, I hear a meeting on M side then. M side.
Yeah, I hear that too.
Oh, I'm in my break room. So
no, you're totally fine. Hey, it's totally fine. Listen, whatever Janice from accounting needs, Janice from accounting gets. Okay, we understand. Brian, we should probably explain how this works, how these rules go.
So, M, if you can take a break from giving James Bond his next mission, we're going to be asking Daryl a trivia question here in just a moment, and he's going to answer in the form of a number. That number might be close, might be far off. We don't know, and we can't tell you, but we're going to turn to you and ask you if the actual answer is higher or lower than Daryl's guess. If you are correct today, you win a couple great things. You win the game Limbo on Steam, and you win a Fel Kitty in your World of Warcraft. That thing will follow you around everywhere you go.
Yes. Oh, and thank you to, what's his name, Glenn, for donating the Fel Kitty. So this guy, Glenn, went and bought like 10 of these.
Oh, wow.
Just to give away.
Just for us to give away?
And it all goes to charity.
Oh, Glenn is like the raddest person ever.
Yeah, so between this and the instance, we got Fel Kitties to give away, man. The cutest little pet in World of Warcraft. That all can be yours if you get this question right. Brian, what's her topic?
Our topic today is Christmas.
Oh, we're getting so close to it.
We are. 13 days until Christmas.
Are you guys getting into it? Like, I'm listening to the music. I got the decorations have been up since Thanksgiving. We're like sipping cocoa at night and watching the snow outside, and we're doing the whole deal this year, man.
I wasn't getting into it until Friday night. Tina and I went to the Denver Zoo. They do this thing called Zoo Lights every year, and they put Christmas lights all over the damn place. And you go at night, a lot of the animals are asleep in their little habitats and stuff, but you've got these ginormous strings of lights and Chinese lanterns and neon elephants and things like that. And that started putting me in the spirit.
Do they wrap the animals at all in the lights?
They do not. However, the giraffes were all up and about, and Tina went and fed them.
I saw a photo of the said feeding of a giraffe.
Yes.
That was cool.
Yeah.
What a weird-ass animal. Can I just say how weird I think giraffes are?
They really are weird,
they're
man.
So weird. Like, how'd that one get through?
Right.
Like, it just seems so like, well, I don't know. Which animals do you think will survive? I think the ones with the best paws and claws and, you know, the ability to move around well, those are going to win.
Because you got to assume that evolution is going to make it so that you've got to have animals that can reach the trees and stuff like that. But for them to say... For evolution to say, well, we're going to leave the body roughly the same length.
Yeah.
And just extend the neck.
I love the idea that, quote unquote, evolution are just guys in like
lab coats. It's just guys in an R&D lab.
Yeah, going, all right, now what are we going to do with this long-necked thing? I don't know. Let's see how it works. And the way they fight, when they fight each other over a mate and they smack their necks together.
Oh, yeah.
It's incredible.
Like, it's like big fuzzy orange lightsabers.
Yeah. But it's like a donkey had sex with a snake, and that's what you ended up with was a friggin'... Freaking zebra or thing. What's it called again? I forgot the name of it. Giraffe. There you go.
Cheetah, Scott.
That's a cheetah. All right. Hey, let's get to it. Daryl, what's going on with you? How's life? What's up?
Oh, it's good.
I feel like we haven't had a proper introduction with Daryl today.
And wiener dogs fight that way too.
Oh, well, do they really?
I don't know.
Oh, that'd be amazing. Two wiener dogs smacking around like that? That's an awesome idea. I saw a wiener dog the other day, and they're so stupid. Those are the dumbest looking dogs. I mean, I know you love your wieners. Your dogs, I mean. Love your wiener dogs. But they're weird looking. They're just weird, and it feels like it shouldn't be that way. Anyway, hey, let's get to the question. Here it is. The song 12 Days of Christmas, or The 12 Days of Christmas, is a classic song played during the holiday season. Oh, by the way, Win Magus sent us these questions, or this is his.
Awesome. Thanks,
Win Magus. The person on the song gets various amounts of gifts on each of the 12 days. Or each odd the 12 days, as he wrote it here. These gifts repeat themselves every day or each day after they are given. How many total gifts are given in this song? So there's some math here.
Oh, poo.
So, Daryl, it's like, how many partridges? How many calling birds? How many swans and maids and ladies and lords and all that stuff?
Well,
you obviously know how many partridges they get over the course of the song.
Yeah.
That's an easy one.
There's a name for this, and I don't remember what it is.
Right. It is a math thing where it's like not amortization, but it's something along the lines where there is a formula that you can apply to this to figure out.
Yeah.
This is true.
I remember that as well.
Yeah.
They taught
I don't
me
remember
that.
What that is.
They taught Sidian me this
says factorial. Is that right?
Factorial.
Is it factorial?
That sounds right, or it's something like that, if that's not it.
Factorial.
Yeah, I think that might be right.
I think that might be right as well. Speaking of which, my son brought home some math homework yesterday. Mm-hmm. Or I guess Friday. Holy, what the hell are they learning this? Now, I don't know what that was.
Right. I remember when Tristan would do that, I'd honestly have to go online and do like Khan Academy for myself to understand how to help him with his homework.
Yeah, it was so bad. He's like, Dad, I don't understand this part. And I'm like, I don't understand. Who am I? What am I? Is this real life? I didn't know what I was looking at. So they're either doing things I just never did or I don't remember anything. It's possible, I guess. Mm-hmm. Anyway, Daryl, what do you think? What's the number?
Oh, let's see. I don't know. It's going to be 12 something, something 12.
Right. 12 something, something 12.
Yep.
I don't remember. This is too long ago.
Well, we kind of want you to take a guess anyway.
Yeah, it's kind of a guessing thing.
I hate this question. 12 plus 11 plus 10 plus blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
So that's my answer.
That helped you. We need it to be a total number. I will tell you here. Somebody out there said, you know what you should do? And I think I agree with this. You should give them ballpark, like not anything that helps them cheat or anything. But, you know, if it's under 100, you tell somebody or you tell Daryl.
If it's under a million.
This is it's more than one and under a million.
Correct.
I'll say it's somewhere between 1 and 1,000 there.
There you go.
78.
Whoa, 78. That's a lot of gifts. Hold on, my headphones are freaking out. 78. All right, Brian, that sounds like a fine number, but is it correct?
Fine number. 78 is incorrect. M is the actual answer, higher or lower than 78.
May I ask a clarification question on this?
Yes.
Now, are we just adding... Okay. Are you adding every number in every verse, such as like the first verse is 1, and then the second verse you get 3 gifts because you're getting, and then that total is 4.
2 turtle doves and a partridge on the second day. You're exactly. We're adding every gift on every day.
Yeah, every mention.
So it's not just counting the last verse. That's like 12 plus 11 plus 10. You're doing 12, and then 11's mentioned twice, so it's 12 plus 22 plus 30 plus 36.
Okay, you win and goodbye.
All right, no, you're on the right track. You're on the right track.
If it's the adding of every verse, doing like okay, you have 12 plus 22, which is I'm on the internet. 34 plus 30 is 64 plus 36. Yeah, I'll say it's higher.
Higher than 78, you say. All right, well, let's find out if that is indeed correct and if your evaluations are also correct. Brian, is that right? Oh, no, wait, I'm not supposed to ask you.
Yeah, you play a song.
I got to ask this. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Congratulations.
Everything's working just fine.
You're a winner.
Legacy Podcast. Well done. You've won. And the answer is, funny enough, 364. One day shy of a year. For whatever reason, I guess that day you take off or something.
You don't give a gift on Christmas. Right, exactly. Funny enough.
So the formula works like this. Partridges, obviously that's easy. There's 12 of those total, right? But by the time you get to drummers, it's 12 times one. Oh, wait, no, that's right.
Because you only sing the drummers once. So
right.
It's the last gift. You only give 12 drummers. But boy, in the middle there, you're giving 7 swans a swimming 6 times.
42 of those. Right. That's a lot of swans. How many ladies? I get 36 ladies. That's awesome. And geese, I get 42
but then
geese.
You get 30 lords.
Yeah, that's true.
And some pipers.
Yeah, 40 golden rings, 36 calling birds. The doves, I get 22, and the hens, F that. The 30 of those are going to shit all over the place.
Now, assuming the lords, pipers, and drummers are all male, which I'm just throwing out there as a... I know that women can be drummers, and women can be pipers, and women can be lords. Well, I don't know if they can be lords. Do you get more women or men over the course of this? So let's see.
Are we counting the partridges?
You get
64. I love that Brian's avoiding the offensiveness actually sounded more offensive.
I acknowledge the offensiveness.
But the way you said it was, I know that women can be lords, and I know women can be drummers. Like, the way you said it was funny. Right. Anyway.
So, let's see. You get 64 lords, pipers, and drummers, but you only get... Oh, no, you get 76 maids a-milking and ladies dancing, so...
Oh, that's a lot of milk. How much milk is that? Can we do the? Is there a formula for how much milk 36 milking ladies will give you? 40,
well,
rather?
Well, you'd need cows, too, so how many cows?
That's 40 cows, I assume.
And how much milk does each maid get out of each cow every day? It's too difficult.
But what if
then
it's,
how much do you feed each cow to supply that?
But
milk?
Hold on. If it's 8 maids a milking, what if it's 1 maid per teat and there are 4 teats per cow?
So it's just 2 cows?
You got, well, no. Oh, yeah, 2 cows per time.
4 girls, 1 cow?
Yeah, 4 girls, 1 cow. It's don't look it up. Don't look that one up on the internet, folks. I don't know what it work
is
equals
it,
out to be. But
is
this
it ethical to give people?
To give peoples?
Yeah,
oh,
that's
yeah,
what
no
is.
Kidding.
You're giving,
that's a good
you're giving someone people like slaves.
Oh
like,
yeah, yeah,
old,
yeah.
Old
no,
old
that's
old.
A good point. Yeah, in every one
yeah,
of these cases,
all of a sudden, it's funny because you know you're given presents. It's like, well, I've run out of beer. I've run out of birds. I'm gonna start giving people.
Yeah, yeah. Let's see. You're right. First, you well, okay. You go doves, hens, calling birds, golden rings. So rings sure. are a big deal. That's expensive. Sure. Geese, swans, and then you're like, all right, I'm out of that. What do we have left? Well, I've got these maids. The rooms are all clean, so you can have my maids. Here are the ladies. I have some ladies. And then I've got some lords, some pipers, and then some drummers. Yeah, it's a human slave. It's human trafficking is what this is.
It totally is, yeah.
We've cracked it wide open, everybody. Well done. We're going to send you these codes via the chat room. All you got to do is send Brian or me a private message, and we will send those to you immediately. M, congratulations, well done, and my best to the break room. Bye now. All right, Daryl.
Yeah.
You're the underestimating the Trek Nerd on Twitter. You can find him at The Trek Nerd on Twitter. You can also find him at This Week in Trek at thisweekintrek.com and The Grumpy Cast, and he will now regale us with a game called this.
YouTube.
Play it.
And for the record, Daryl, you could have asked us for that clarification, too.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, you could have. It's
well, it's too early for math.
That's fine.
Aww.
It's always too early for math. I agree. It's
never too
that's
early
true.
For
math. Yeah. Oh, it's always too early for math.
I've been hearing good things about that new movie with the NASA ladies.
Oh, yeah, right.
Heard that's really good. And
can you give those ladies away for Christmas?
They do math. what's that called?
For NASA ladies.
NASA ladies. What's that called? That's called something.
The movie is called something.
Ah, frick. I can't find it. It's like something figures.
It's
special figures, natural figures, expensive
late figures.
Late figures. I don't know.
I don't
Assassin's
know. I'm
Creed.
Waiting for somebody in the chat room because I know that I saw the preview for it and I can't remember.
Yeah.
Hidden? Oh, hidden.
Hidden figures.
Called.
That's it. And that looks good. And it also has Waterworld Man
Spencer
in it.
Spencer and
yeah,
oh,
yeah,
Costner?
Yeah. Yeah, Costner's in it. And I like Costner. You know, I have a thing for him.
Mm-hmm.
I don't care what people say. I love his movies. Anyways, hey, let's get back to it. Daryl, you got your deal there? What do you got there?
Well, I'm going to read part of a query that I've entered into.
Oh, you want me to play it? I thought he went mute. Hold on.
YouTube.
There you go.
I won't do that anymore. You complete the phrase and win nothing.
He sounded so sad.
Because
he
was so
that.
Good at completing that phrase.
Yeah, no kidding. All right.
Tandy blank.
Tandy.
Okay, now hold on. How did you spell it? Did you spell
oh,
it?
Oh, I'm not helping you. I'm not helping. All I'm right, not giving okay. any help here.
All right, I'm going to say TR80.
Yeah, the Tandy TRS-80.
TRS-80.
That was the big old Tandy computer. Or you could even do Tandy computers. I'm going to say Tandy.
Is there another Tandy?
Well, there's the character on Will Forte's character on Last Man on Earth, which I would think would be popular. I'm gonna, you know what? I'm just gonna say that somebody's looking up Tandy Newton on YouTube and or putting YouTube videos of Tandy Newton, but spelling it T-A-N-D-Y. So I'm gonna say Tandy Newton.
Okay,
that's a good guess, and I almost did that, but I didn't. It's Tandy Leather videos.
Tandy Leather. I forgot that. Yeah,
Tandy
also
leather.
Is leather.
What? What is what is Tandy Leather? What is that? And why are there videos?
It's a company. It's a company that does leather.
Yeah. But what? Yeah, leather working stuff.
Mm-hmm. Oh. So somebody making leather stuff.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I saw something a guy made yesterday. This is so funny you brought that up. Somebody made a book cover that was all hand engraved leather, but they used a soldering iron to do it. So they used
really?
Imagine a soldering iron like a pen or like a stylus sort of, and you just burned and carved out these amazing illustrations on this leather. I was blown away by it.
I think that's how Joe Gates does it.
Is it?
Yeah, Gates of Imagination. I think.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, I think when I have like these.
I thought you had to hammer that stuff out or something, or take a chisel or whatever. I don't know. I don't make things. I don't know.
Because here's like the cover-thon one I have.
Yeah.
And I think this thing in the back here is done with a, it's done with like a soldering iron. See how you've got like the,
oh yeah, yeah.
Stuff burned in there.
Joe, email us. Let us know how you're doing these, dude.
Yeah. Unless you don't want to, you know, divulge your secrets.
Yeah, it could be trade secrets. We don't want to do that. Daryl, you've been a real treat today.
Ga, ga, ga.
Bye. All right. Here's this. Check it out, man. This is a real thing.
Television highlights of the news of yesteryear.
Hey, look, everyone, it's the news brought to you by.
Brought to you by Soundography, where Hammond and I, it's the big season finale of Soundography, season one finale. And Hammond and I tackle a topic that I'm pretty much unfamiliar with, or I was unfamiliar with, hip hop music. And of course, rap being a subset of hip hop music. Twitter guy, Taylor Sellers.
That guy, that's funny.
He all caps me. Strike one off the bat. Hip hop and rap are completely all caps different.
Yeah,
they are not completely different. Yeah. Billboard lists the two together. List one as a subset of the other. So
yeah,
so knock it off.
Yeah, cut it out.
Yeah,
jerkweed.
Or else you're gonna be my new foil, my new target.
Yeah, anyway. Pedersen goes limping off into the corner. We'll have a new guy to give a hard time to.
Pedersen said some very nice things to me over the weekend.
I was hoping he might.
Yeah, I can't imagine he wouldn't. He's down to his heart. He's a very nice guy.
I'm sure he is.
We jibe him all the time, and I
you know what it is. I think what it is when it becomes much more real when it's someone you quote unquote know. Like when somebody's dealing with something hard and then it's like hits closer to home like that, then you go, oh, all right, I'll soften up for this one. So that's good. Good for you, Bob. Well done.
We love you, Bob. And we love you too, Taylor Sellers. Don't worry.
Yeah,
I'm jabbing him too.
All right.
I love everyone, Scott. I'm
an all-inclusive.
I'm all-inclusive.
Yeah, you have all the food and beer and booze.
There's a part of me that even loves Donald Trump.
Oh, no, there isn't. There's not.
That's a very small part of me.
It's
not a very bigly part of me.
It's a very tinily part of me.
Anyway, soundography.com if you want to listen to the grand finale of season one. And Hammond and I are meeting this afternoon to nail out topics for season two and to finally wrap up our Patreon. So
you're meeting together, meeting like physically or on
over
just
the phone?
Oh, okay. Skype. He's been in California with his family.
He has, yeah.
Doing the whole
vacation thing.
Mm-hmm. Checking out all the parks and whatnot.
Yeah, lucky guy.
I have to thank him. He knows what I'm thanking him for, but Hammond, thanks for that thing you did. That was really rad, but I don't want to say it out loud because I don't know if he wants me to, but it was super cool. Let's get to the Critics' Choice Award winners.
Cool.
I know that we just feel like we read through a bunch of award things, and we did.
We did. we didn't just feel like we did. We did.
Yeah, we quite literally did. Here's the Critics' Choice Awards. They have spoken. The critics have spoken. Mm-hmm. And in film, La La Land and Moonlight took the top prize. Again, I don't know what Moonlight is.
FYI, you're going to get an autoplay on the very top of this thing.
Yeah, I paused it.
Okay, good.
I caught them before they tried to get me.
Well done, sir.
Game of Thrones, Silicon Valley took top honors in the drama and comedy categories. And it was the People versus O.J. Simpson, American Crime Story, that scored the most nominations and dominated the acting categories along the way, picking up a statue for Best Made for Television Limited Series. I need to finally watch that. I've heard nothing but great things about it.
I'm sorry, about which one? The People versus O.J.?
Yeah, the O.J. deal.
Yeah, I want to see that too.
It just sounds like a thing that shouldn't be good at all. It sounds like it should suck.
Yeah, actually, I've got that in the queue. I bought it when it was on sale on Amazon Prime.
Is it streaming now? I thought it was.
It is streaming, yeah.
Let's see here.
Well, it's streaming. I'm sorry. It's purchasable streaming. I don't think it's free streaming.
Oh, I thought it was streaming. Mm-hmm. Best Picture went to La La Land. It beat a bunch of really good movies.
Yeah.
I think Arrival should have won, but that's just me. I haven't seen La La Land, so whatever.
Right. I think we're going to see that. If only there wasn't something else coming out this week, I think we would have seen La La Land this week. But
right. Got my tickets all set Thursday night. Yeah. Can't wait.
Yep.
Casey Affleck won for Manchester by the Sea for Best Actor. Best Actress went to Natalie Portman for Jackie. My screen went weird. Best Supporting Actor went to Mahershala Ali for Moonlight. So that's a name. That's a name, man.
That's a name, all right.
Viola Davis, one for the for Fences. Yes, you were saying. Sorry.
I was just going to say some surprises. You know, again, best actor in comedy movie went to Ryan Reynolds for Deadpool, which also got best comedy film. Action movies, Andrew Garfield for Hacksaw Ridge for best actor, but Margot Robbie for Suicide Squad for best actress in an action movie.
Whoa, really?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Yeah. I saw that coming. Jeez.
No, that's unexpected.
Okay. Well, good for her.
Arrival did win for best sci-fi movie.
Oh, it did? I didn't know they had
it. They really break these things granularly, right? Action movie, sci-fi, horror movie.
Best visual effects went to The Jungle Book, which is on Netflix, which I plan to watch finally.
Oh, it's so good.
Heard it was great.
Yeah.
Hacksaw Ridge won for best action. You mentioned that. Let's see. Garfield won for That Thing. Margot Robbie, that's crazy. Let's see. Best actor in a comedy got that. Comedy. Meryl Streep won for Florence Foster Jenkins, the one where she can't sing. And best sci-fi horror movie, Arrival. Well done. Elle won for foreign language. Best song was Audition, The Fools Who Dream from La La Land. I believe it should have been How Far I'll Go from Moana. Mahona.
Mahona.
And there's a bunch of other stuff.
Mahona. A couple other things. They do the TV as well. And drama series.
Yeah.
Evan Rachel Wood got Best Actress. Tandy Newton got Best Supporting Actress. But Game of Thrones still beat Westworld in Best Drama Series.
Oh, well, there you go then.
Yeah.
Probably should. Hell of a show.
Yeah. Jeffrey Dean Morgan won for Best Guest Performer in a Drama Series. So yep. Negan.
Yeah. James Corden won for Best Talk Show. Well done.
Right. And still a lot of awards. Best Actress, Best Supporting Actor, all, you know, People versus OJ, like four categories that it.
There's so many of these. Most binge-worthy award. This is interesting.
That's a thing?
Yep. Bates Motel, Catastrophe, Game of Thrones, Mr. Robot. That's one I binged.
Sure.
Outlander. And,
we still haven't seen season two. That reminds me. Holy cow, we're going to watch that over Christmas break.
Mr. Robot?
Yeah.
Oh, you're going to love it. I loved two.
Can't wait.
Love season two. Outlander and Stranger Things. Outlander won. Well done. Who runs that show now? It's Star Trek guy. BSG guy.
Oh, Moore?
Ron Moore.
Ronald Moore?
I believe so. And See Her Award went to Viola Davis. What the hell's that?
I don't know what that means. See her.
See Her Award.
The See Her Award.
That must mean like she's up and coming, rising to the top, something, something. And then the EW Entertainment of the Year went to Ryan Reynolds. So there you go. I guess this is sponsored by Entertainment Weekly.
It must be for the fact that there's the Entertainment Weekly Entertainer of the Year. I don't, you know, Critics' Choice Awards. I don't know what the validity, you know, like what the basis for these are.
Yeah. Slim at best is what I'm thinking.
Mm-hmm.
Here's a story about a robot.
Mr. Robot?
It's not. I wish it was. Robot. Actually, I kind of like what this one does too, though. Robot makes sure stores don't run out of Doritos.
Robots are coming, taking our jobs.
Our Doritos. When customers can't find a product on a shelf, it's an inconvenience. By some estimates, it adds up to billions of dollars of lost revenue each year for retailers. When this happens, a new shelf scanning robot called Tally, great, could help ensure that customers never leave a store empty-handed. It roams the aisles and automatically records which shelves need to be restocked.
Oh, this isn't. So I honestly thought that from the headline, this was specifically a Doritos gimmicky promotion thing, but this is a real.
Yep, real deal.
Okay. Oh, this really is a robot that's taking some poor stock boy's jobs.
That's right. It totally is. Doing a better job, I guess. It's developed by a startup called Simbi Robotics or Simbe. I don't know what you're saying. Simba. Pumbaa Robotics. Is the latest effort to automate some of the more routine work done by millions of warehouses and retail stores. Also an example of the way robots and AI will increasingly take over parts of people's jobs after replacing them. Restocking shelves is simple but hugely important for retailers. Billions, blah, blah, blah. Brad Boglia, CEO and co-founder of the robotics company, says his company's robot can scan the shelves of a small store like a modest CVS or Walgreens and in about an hour, or he can do the whole thing in an hour, and then restock all the What do you get at Walgreens?
Well, it looks like
vibrators and Band-Aids.
You get suntan lotion and candy bars and magazines at and batteries.
Yeah, but they got Walgreens. those Hitachi vibrator things, but they're not fooling anybody with those. Oh, it's for your back.
It's
oh.
a personal massager. Yeah. Is that what it is?
Is it for your back? Is it?
So it looks like this thing just records what's understocked. But somebody else has to probably still go around and restock them.
Yeah, it just does the scanning.
That's good.
Yeah.
God, it seems like, again, is a robot the right way to do this? Or is it like a little camera that just, you know, can record when a shelf stock looks low?
That's how I'd do it.
Yeah.
A camera with like a nice wide angle view that can just.
Right, RFID tags or something.
Something else. Yeah. Yeah. You don't need a thing walking up and down aisles. Don't tell Brad Boguglia about that.
He'll be like, oh, yeah, that would have been easier.
Oh, shoot.
But is this going to stave off people who always go to the employee and say, do you have more of these in the back?
Yeah, there'll be a dying breed.
Yeah, I'm going to go to every Target employee I can find today and say, hey, do you have any more of those NES classic consoles in the back? Do you have one of those in the back?
Yeah, I feel like you have to because sometimes they just do.
Right. Well,
you know, I can't find one of those things. I've tried. I want one.
Yeah. No, you have to go. You apparently have to go to a Target at 4 a.m., get a lottery number, and then come back at 8 o'clock when they open with your lottery number. And
oh, my gosh, really? Who's
that's
the poor?
That's what Civ found out. So Civ, Buddy Tyler in the chat room.
Yeah.
He went to the local Target at 7 a.m. They opened at 8, went there at 7 a.m. And there were a couple guys out there waiting. The manager comes out. They open the door. Manager comes out. Says, what are you guys waiting for? And Civ says, oh, waiting for an NES classic console. Guy says, oh, yeah, no. There were some guys waiting out here at 4 a.m. I gave them lottery numbers, and we only got four. We only got four units. They took all four of them, or they get all four of them. They can show up anytime today and pick them up. So you got to get there. Apparently when they show up, and then you get a lottery number.
Oh, I see. So
manager shows up. I don't know
what's a manager doing at 4 a.m.? Is that real? You do that every
day? I don't know. The whole thing is
weird.
Yeah.
4 o'clock in the
morning.
Why
4? Why not, you know, why not issue lottery tickets at 8 when you open?
Yeah.
Because who's going to go there at 8 o'clock in the morning?
Also, that's just a crappy job if you're expected to be there at 8 to give people lottery tickets.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah. The whole thing's bunk. It's
all
bunk,
man. Well, it's not as bunk as this. A Spanish town's giant dog poo went missing.
Oh, no.
Yep. A town in Spain is facing an unexpected bill after thieves apparently made off with a giant dog poo being used as part of a local campaign. It's a municipality called Torrelodones. Thank you. a municipality just outside the capital, Madrid. Is 2,400 euros, that's $2,726 for those paying attention, out of pocket when the 3-meter-high inflatable poop that was part of the campaign to encourage...
3 meters high!
I know. It was supposed to encourage pet lovers to pick up after their dogs, and the whole thing went missing, according to a paper. The bizarre inflatable disappeared after it had been packed away in its carrying case. Well, duh, I'd take it too, I think. I think I'd take it.
Yeah.
Speaking to ABC newspaper, town councilor and Angel Guerrero said staff were shocked and perplexed by the theft, and a replacement excrement has already been ordered. That's what they said.
On Amazon. You can find those giant inflatable poos. You can find on Amazon.
I wonder if you can. Oh, let's see. Hold on.
You think?
Yeah, I want to see.
Like a 3-meter high.
Inflatable poo. Oh, it thinks I'm trying to say pool. Oh no, here we go. Giant emoji float.
Okay.
Large luxury pool float lounger for kids and adults, and it's a giant poo emoji. Okay, that isn't quite what I want though. Let's see. You know, Alibaba would probably have these.
Oh yeah, if anyone's gonna have it.
Those guys have everything. Alibaba. Okay. I'm always a little afraid when I come here. This place freaks me out. Okay. Inflatable poo. No, they think I mean pool too.
Yeah.
Gosh dang it. All right.
Well, you wouldn't have been able to afford it. It's $2,726. You can't.
Yeah.
That's a little out of our poo, inflatable poo budget.
If you go look for Stormtrooper, you can get an entire Stormtrooper suit four. Oh, some of these are so knockoff. Oh my gosh. Alibaba's fun to just dork around on.
Yeah.
If y'all get a chance, y'all just should do that.
It's really weird. It's like the dark web version of Amazon.
It really is. It freaks me out in here. I don't like it. I mean, it's legit, but freaks me out. Okay, we're going to take a very quick break. We'll be right back. We got music. We got a bunch of stuff and more. So come on back. You here? Guys, it's time to talk about our friends at Harry's. It's the holidays. It's the time of beard shaving. Because no more November, or Movember, rather. That's over now. So now's when you shave it, right? Got to keep that neck shaved. Got to keep things tight. Even if you have a beard, you can't have it growing all down your neck and face and around the back and everything. You don't want any of that. So what I want you guys to do is check out Harry's at harrys.com. They have a holiday gift deal going on right now. And finding the right gift for a guy can be sort of impossible. I don't know if you've ever had to buy for one. Ask my wife. She knows. It's very difficult to find something that's thoughtful, but also useful and practical. Well, here's what you need to do. I have a Harry's shaving kit, and I love it. There is a closeness, a smoothness, a comfortableness to the shave, to the glide of the shave, if I am to be so bold to use such a term. And I love it. It feels great, but it's practical. High-quality products at a super reasonable price. I'm not paying those ridiculous prices you pay at those stores. If you haven't heard of them before, they were started by two best friends, Jeff and Andy. They were fed up with being overcharged for razors. So they started their own razor company to give people what they deserve, a great shave at a fair price. Here's the holiday offer. You get the... I got to read this right. As a special offer for fans of the show, we've partnered with Harry's to give you $5 off your order when you enter the code MORNINGSTREAM at checkout. And they have this ready-to-gift shave set at all different price points, starting at just $15. All come with a razor handle of your choice, shaving cream, replacement blades, and travel cover. Their Winston set includes an engravable chrome handle if you want to add a personal touch. That's the one I have. So again, get ground shipping. That ends on December 16th, so act now. You got to hurry up. Go to harrys.com right now and get the holiday shave set. And don't forget to enter the code MORNINGSTREAM at checkout for $5 off. That's harrys.com and the code MORNINGSTREAM. Shave it. All right, we're going to take a musical break. A break from the real time and back to the music time. And when we come back, it'll be major spoilers time with Steven. He's got some very sad news for us. So we'll get to that in a minute. But before all that, Brian brought music.
Sure. Well, Yorkshire trio Flaws. I'm going to point out some flaws today, Scott. The band Flaws, that's F-L-A-W-E-S, they are unveiling a brand new remix of their single Consolation. And it's part of a release that's coming out. It's available today. The Consolation Vaults remix from the LA, London, and Yorkshire trio named Flaws. This is the Vaults remix. Here is Consolation.
All right, we'll be back in a sec. Stay tuned.
Given to themselves, some must have drank a lot of water. I really have to go. People are waiting to tee off. There's no restroom out here.
Has this happened to you? I've got the perfect gift. Introducing the Euro Club, the discreet sanitary solution for your urgent relief. It looks like an ordinary golf club, but contains a reservoir built into the grip to relieve yourself. The Euro Club comes with a towel and appears that you are just checking out your club.
Piping hot personal pizzas.
The Morning Stream. I think Circulation can give me those numbers, those reprint figures. I'll check with them and I'll get back to you.
And we're back. Thank you, Scott Fletcher. Always a joy.
Yes.
All right. Hey, I want a golf club I can pee into. I think that's
sounds. It doesn't sound like he really has to go to the bathroom or is recounting a story. It sounds like he's just tired.
Yeah, I don't want to golf today.
Yeah,
I just want to pee. Hey, listen, we're at it. We're back at it. That was a song. We heard it, and now we're here. I like that song a lot. It was cool.
Yeah,
it's trippy. I like trippy.
Yeah, it's good atmospheric kind of stuff.
Yeah, it made me want to chill. And I like chilling, especially when this guy's around. From the dusty fields of Kansas comes the one, the only, the Steven Schleicher. Hello, Steven.
Hello.
Hi, how are you?
Not so good today.
Oh, why? Aww. Oh, sorry, that's loud. Don't play that. Geez, Scott.
Maybe that'll cheer you up.
Yeah, let me brighten your day with some jazz out of nowhere. Everything okay? Anything we can do for you there, buddy?
Well, hit that music and let's talk.
All right, here we go. You ready? Let's pull it up. Hold on. Okay, here's what we need. All right, it's kind of a bummer. This is bummer news today. Yeah.
This is super bummer news. The Rockford Files will be exiting Netflix on January 1st.
That sucks. Why?
You have what, 15 days now? Well, a little over 18 days to get through 6 seasons, 123 episodes of The Rockford Files before the end of the year.
So what is the problem with, why can't Netflix just put something on permanent archive there the way they've done it with, I mean, I know these are all deals they have to strike,
right? It's licensing.
Yeah, it's licensing.
But who else is, who's out there like ready to grab up the rights to the Rockford Files all of a sudden?
Well, I'm sure the studios would like to maybe sell it over to iTunes if iTunes doesn't already have it, so people could purchase it and download. Mm. Rockford Files has been on Netflix for, my goodness, 4 years, maybe.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
so it's been too long to start talking about.
Yeah, and of course, you know, the universe hates me. 2016, and it decides to take it off.
So how far are you through it?
Well, I've made it through multiple times, but in this viewing, I am almost done with season 4. About ready to start season 5. So I'll get through it all before the end of the year. And to be quite honest, about half the episodes in season 4 not that good.
Here's
the weird thing about the Rockford Files. As you watch the Rockford Files, as you binge watch the Rockford Files to beat the deadline of January 1st, the one thing that makes no sense to me, but it does in a greater studio sense situation, they'll have these bit players come in, the guest star of the week, who will play like a mob boss or a mob boss underling. And then that person will be like, who's Rockford? Never heard of this guy before. And then gets thrown away in jail. And the very next week, that person will be back as another mob boss or another mob character
in the
show. And it drives me insane because it's like, you know, if they'd done this right, I mean, they did this with like Becker's wife and Angel and one of the police guys that works there at the station where they're just recurring. Mm-hmm. They could have made a lot of these mobsters one single mobster, and Rockford keeps running into them again and again and again. And that would have made a lot of the stories much better. But you sit there and go, wait a minute, that guy was just thrown in jail last week after he had an encounter with Rockford. Why does he not know who Rockford is this week?
Yeah.
It's infuriating at times.
Well, if you want to get the complete collection on DVD, they have it for $69 at Amazon.
Yep, SD version, yeah.
Amazon, iTunes, and all of the premium services, none of them have it as a download.
Right.
Or so a purchasable download.
I wouldn't surprise me if we see it pop up on iTunes next year sometime.
Okay. There is a podcast apparently on iTunes, or I see one listed. Is it not good?
I've listened to it a couple of times, and I can't get into it.
All right.
Sorry.
It's fine.
For everyone asking, well, Stephen, why don't you do your own Rockford podcast? If I only had the time, I know two people who are ready to jump on that instantly with me.
Yeah, I'm ready. Let's do this.
Yeah.
The problem is the now with it gone off Netflix, you have a much smaller chance of having an audience being able to sort of engage with you because
right, they don't have to buy the DVDs. So first episode, follow this link, go buy the DVDs, and now we're going to go through it episode by episode.
Well, until we find another venerable 70s era series that really shaped our lives, this is the last time we're going to hear this for a while. Rockford sneeze.
Allergic to Casio keyboards.
No kidding. Yeah. Well, Stephen, that's gone away, but let's talk instead about R.L. Stine writing Man-Thing for Marvel. Another Jerry Conway creation, Man-Thing.
Right.
Yeah, we need Justin Robert Young here to do his R.L. Stine impression. But R.L. Stine, the kids' horror novelist of Goosebumps and whatever that other thing that he wrote was, will be taking on Man-Thing beginning in, I want to say, March. From Marvel Entertainment, Comics.
For the uninitiated, the differences between Man-Thing and Swamp Thing, go.
They're growing even smaller because one thing about Man-Thing was the scientist that was making Ted Salas, I think is his name, was trying to create his own super soldier formula. It blew up in his face and he turned into this swamp creature that couldn't talk. Mm-hmm. In a Swamp Thing, I forget what that guy's name was, he was also trying to attempt a formula and some mobsters got involved, set him on fire, went out into the swamp. And he came back as Swamp Thing. Interesting fact, both of the creators of Man-Thing and Swamp Thing were, I believe, roommates at the time.
Oh, really?
And these two books came out, I want to say, within a month of one another.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Okay, and Man-Thing, the lesser known of the two.
Right, although many people would know it from the joke, the giant-sized Man-Thing, because yes, that was the first issue, was the giant-sized Man-Thing.
Yeah, no kidding.
I always liked the fact that he couldn't talk, right? I mean, it made the whole thing a little bit more dark and sinister, and the fact, you know, everything that knows fear burns at the Man-Thing's touch. I don't like the fact that everything I'm reading about this R.L. Stine version
doesn't sound good, does it?
It really doesn't. He talks. He's going to Burbank to find out why Man-Thing hasn't appeared in an MCU blockbuster film.
Hold on. He's going to Burbank?
Marvel Entertainment's located, yeah.
Oh, gosh. Okay, I hate it already.
I know. It's like, oh, this is going to... Oh,
that's
really?
That's some fourth wall we don't need to be breaking.
More than one person approached me over the weekend and says, oh, man, this is going to be really cool with a Man-Thing and an R.L. Stine. Oh, wait. Man-Thing's going to talk. Never mind. Bye.
Right, exactly. We don't need him to talk. We don't need that.
So is it
inner monologue.
Is it the same argument that people have with the Hulk, whether he should be saying words or shouldn't be saying words? Or is that not an argument anymore? Because I know it was back in the TV days. But
You mean Hulk smash versus, I think I will smash this car.
No, I mean, it was like the TV show, a lot of us were raised on the TV show. And so the TV show taught you that he never said anything. And then comics would be like Hulk smash. And you're like, what? Those are words. How can that be? Brr. And I remember there was a big argument about that at the time. Although it's probably, if I'd have had the broader understanding of the Hulk's history, I would have argued on the comic side because they've been doing it longer and the show, you know, didn't even have the right banner. And it hit David instead of Bruce because they thought Bruce was a gay name. Freaking 70s.
Was there a moment in the comics, and I remember reading all those because my uncle had the treasury of like the first dozen issues of Hulk. Mm-hmm. Was there a point at which Rick Jones says, by the way, your name is Hulk. Your name is Hulk. You know, why wouldn't he say Bruce Smash?
Yeah.
He doesn't know his name is Hulk.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, why? That's a good point. Oh, man, I don't like thinking about that. That's going to bug me
now.
Did
I just ruin the Hulk for you?
No, it's fine. So the Swamp Thing, I just remember the Ray Wise movie that we watched for Film Sack.
Yes.
Where he got tossed in the thing, and they were pretty true to its origin on that. But so here's my question. If Alan Moore would have wandered by and said, hey, I'm going to write for Man-Thing instead of his amazing turn with Swamp Thing.
It was such a great run.
Would that have changed the national consciousness as to which character people recognize? Because I don't feel like Man-Thing is, I mean, outside of you guys, I don't have any friends who know who Man-Thing is, but they all know who Swamp Thing is.
Maybe, quite possibly, although DC was pushes harder with Swamp Thing than anything else. And again, more recently, Swamp Thing is all throughout the New 52 as part of the green, one of these forces that control the universe. So I think Swamp Thing has been in front of people's faces more than Man-Thing. Mm. And even if Moore had tackled it or someone else, Neil Gaiman or somebody had tackled Man-Thing, I don't think still don't think as many people would have known it.
Yeah, you're probably right. Mm-hmm. Well, all right, that's happening. November sales slip as Marvel remains top seller. Now, when you say slip, let's give me some context. How big is a slip are we talking
about? We are talking about 13% fewer comics were purchased in November by distributed direct retailers, your comic book stores, your loot crates, and those kinds of things. Mm-hmm. Compared to this time last year, comic book sales have slipped 6%. Overall, year to year, we're still looking at just below a 2% increase for 2015 compared to now. So that's not good, considering just a few months ago we had a 30% increase and 10 million comics were sold. This was back in August. So this is kind of a little bit of a shock.
Mm. You just got to attribute that, though, to the fact that we haven't had a comic book movie in a while, right? I mean, there's always going to be a bump after, right? Right, exactly. So last month we got the bump because of Doctor Strange. Now there's no November bump. I guess Doctor Strange was November.
Yeah. So we would have seen something then. And, you know, the top 10, we don't see any Doctor Strange stuff. Interesting thing is that DC's Rebirth, many of those books are shipping twice a week. And so some of those may have dropped off from the bi-weekly release to the once a month release. So that could be part of it. We didn't have any major loot crate or Funko collector box stuff have any comics this month. So that also contributes to the lack of sales. I mean, the loot crate stuff, when you see that, that's about 500,000 comics that are delivered to loot crate in those months. So that's a pretty hefty chunk of the industry right there.
Yeah,
that's interesting how... I didn't realize that. Like the loot crate stuff and things like it
pushes sales because everybody automatically gets that Guardians of the Galaxy one shot kind of thing.
So yeah. Or last month it was Big Trouble in Little China meets Escape from New York.
Right.
Yes, I haven't read that yet, but I did get that one.
I got it too. I want to read it. Yeah. But what if one of those guys, what if Loot Crate suddenly goes, you know what, we're done with the comics? Well, that's going to be a blow to the industry, won't it?
To a point, I mean, we didn't have the comic book sales before Loot Crate came along, so this would be normalizing it back to like 3 years ago.
Mm. Yeah, that could be bad.
It's not great.
That's an artificial hardening of the market anyway, so it's not something you should count on long term.
Yep.
All right. Well done, Marvel, to stay on top, even though sales are
soft. The number one comic, though, I mean, when we talk about them being on top, it means they sold the most comics. Mm-hmm. Batman number 10, Batman number 11 were the top two selling comics, with Civil War number 7 coming in at number 3.
Yeah, Batman, he's hard to keep down.
1, 2, 3, let's see, 3, 4. 4 of the top 10 are all Batman titles.
Wow.
I think they have a hit with Batman.
They do. I think they should keep him around.
They ought to do some films.
They should do a TV show featuring Batman.
Yeah, they should do... many or things.
Or even better, they should feature a Batman show that doesn't feature Batman.
That's right. Yeah, that's actually more accurate.
Yeah, just some brat kid that will be Batman. Let's have that show. Wait, it exists. It's called Gotham. excellent. Well, there's, as always, as we hurtle toward the holidays, I was going to ask you this, Stephen. If you had to pick the number one cool nerd thing to get for Christmas...
The number one toy right now is those Hatchable things, whatever that is. You know, Hatchables. Dumb things.
Yeah, I've heard about those more in people saying this is the hot toy Christmas, other than I've heard anything else about it. So the media has created this quote unquote hot toy.
They're called Hatchables.
Hatchables.
It's some like little animatronic animal that hatches out of an egg. It's like a Furby that comes out of the egg.
That makes me want to poo blood.
You get the egg, you've got to keep it warm, and then this thing will eventually punch its way out of it.
Yeah, it's dumb. That's dumb.
Yeah.
Yeah. Now, as far as top sellers go, you can never go wrong with Lego, which is what everybody... fortunately, no one else in this household listens to the Morning Stream. Mm. So everyone's getting Lego this year because that's all they said that they've wanted. Mm. The other big seller, always Nerf guns.
Mm. Oh, yeah, Nerf guns. That seems like a perennial thing. You're not going to get rid of those. All right. Well, you just never know. Like sometimes it'll be like, oh, did you hear there's a Rogue One Mon Mothra stuffed animal or whatever. It doesn't make sense. She's not an animal.
That'd be weird.
My daughter yesterday, I had to make a little fun of her. She says, it's my 19-year-old. She goes, Dad, can you believe how young that Mon Mothra actress still looks even today in this new movie? And I said, not the same actress. She goes, it totally is. I said, no, just looks like her.
Just looks identical. She goes,
I'm going to look this up. I'm like, all right, Fool's Errand. Go ahead, look it up. She looked it up. It was a totally different actress. So,
also, just a reminder, Rogue One is not the Bothans movie.
No, and that's the other thing I had to remind her. She goes, "Oh, I can't wait to see how many Bothans died to bring them this information." I said, "It's not them. Not the
it's
movie.
Not the Bothamy.
Yeah, it's not the great Bothamy." Well, anyway.
You're not the Bothamy.
You're not the Bothamy. Thady Newton. So anyway, Stephen, what's anything on the site we should be looking out for?
Well, speaking of Lego, the new upcoming Batman Lego movie that's coming out, the sets have already been released. The first three are out. We've got a build and review of the Mr. Freeze Ice Attack up on the site right now if people want to check that out. And there are three more sets to go before the end of the year, and then January 1st, they will be launching, I think, like 8 new sets that come out in January, all tied to that upcoming movie.
Who wins, Mr. Freeze or Captain Cold in a fight?
That's a good question. I'm going to go with Mr. Freeze because he's a little bit more diabolical.
Yeah.
And he's got the protection. I mean, he loves the cold.
Yeah.
Ralph Snart doesn't necessarily love and embrace the cold.
Yeah.
That's just his weapon of choice.
Like and he has a gun. That gun can get knocked out of his hand, whereas like it's Mr. Freeze's whole costume.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's plus, his whole thing.
Plus, his tech's better. I think that's what gives him the win. Plastic Man.
Minus is you've got Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Yeah, true.
Ice to meet you, everyone.
Oh, it's so bad.
Everybody, freeze.
Ice to meet you. Holy shit. They said that for real. Yeah. All right, Okay, hold on. I got another one here. Right. It's the Plastic Man versus
Mr. Fantastic.
Mr. Fantastic. Who wins?
I'm going to go with Plastic Man only because he used to be a villain and would be a little bit more devious in how he uses his powers compared to Mr. Fantastic.
All right, Mr.
Mitchell. Did you throw Elongated Man in there too, though?
Oh, sure.
Ooh, Elongated Man, he's kind of that neutral good guy stuff.
Yeah.
No, I think he'd get tied up.
All right, okay. Mixoplix versus MODOK. Who wins that?
Mixyuspidalik versus MODOK. Well, Mixyuspidalik is a genie from the fifth dimension, and he's got magic. MODOK is just a big giant head in a chair. So I'm going to go with Mixyuspidalik.
I love the fact that you can say that.
I can too.
Right off the tongue.
I've said Mixoplix my whole life, and I'm not getting that.
I think
that.
That's because of the Super Friends.
Oh, is that what they did? I can't remember what they did. That's what you think, Super Fools. All right.
You know, my favorite is MODOK. I'm all MODOK all the time here.
You do like the MODOK, don't you? Mm-hmm. I don't really want to see this, but I kind of want to see MODOK naked. I want to see what's up.
Gross,
what's
man.
Up with MODOK naked? What does he look like when he's naked?
He's just a big giant head, man.
Has he got like a little bum in the back? He's got a little wiener.
I can't believe I'm Googling.
It's got to be a MODOK naked MODOK, right? Someone's done it.
This is so going to throw off my Google search results.
Naked Let's MODOK. See,
there's a MODOK in a hot tub.
Yeah.
There has to
but
be.
But he's wearing
his costume.
Boxers or something.
There has to be a naked MODOK. This is Rule 37, guys.
Right.
There's no way this doesn't exist. Oh my gosh, it doesn't exist.
Turn your safe search off.
Oh, right? I don't want to, though. It scares me when I do that.
Is a Jack Kirby MODOK under a hospital blanket.
Oh,
right. That's kind of disturbing.
You got a little. Oh, yeah, look at that. Oh, that's freaky.
There's a romance novel called The Passions of MODOK where he's shirtless.
Oh, MODOK, you're the worst. Just look at him. Look at him in that hot tub with those ladies. Oh, it makes me want to die. I can't
stand
it.
What was it? MODOK's 11? Was that the series, Brian? That was a fun series that people should go check out.
Oh, I haven't think I've read that one. Ocean's 11?
Kind of, yeah. They have to go. They have got a scheme that they have to take down, and he brings with him some of the worst villains in the Marvel universe.
Really? Okay.
I think it's called MODOK's 11.
Okay,
yeah, MODOK's 11. Hmm?
Actually,
their supervillain team at MODOK's 11. I might have to.
That actually doesn't sound so bad.
Yeah.
I think I could get into that. All right. Huh. Well done, MODOK. You've ruined my day once again.
If I can figure out how to make a really good... You know what? I think to do a good MODOK costume, you've basically got to do your head and just stick little fake arms and legs out of it and then make your body either one of those black morph suits or make it smoke trails coming off of his little repulsor jet off the bottom.
There's a great cosplay from, I want to say, like 4 or 5 years ago where someone is just a giant head, their own arms sticking out the front, and then the part where their legs are at is just the exhaust from the chair coming down.
Nice.
And that's how they move around the floor. And then they had a bunch of guys dressed as AIM agents running around with him.
Oh, there it is. Yeah. Nope. Yeah. You could do an image search for that and you can find that exact guy.
Wow. Yeah.
And you can find...
Well, then there goes my idea. Oh, there he is right there.
And there are other examples with just the head, helmet, the hands, and the feet sticking out of it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's more what I was thinking. The guy who's got the AIM agents, though, that is brilliant.
Yeah, that's pretty so good. It's pretty good.
Jeez.
Oh, MODOK, you're still stupid. all right. Hey, excellent work as always. Steven Schleicher, a.k.a. Major Spoilers on Twitter, majorspoilers.com. Anything else? You got anything else? You're good.
Nope. That's about it right now.
Have a good one. Take it easy. We'll see you next week, man.
Bye, guys.
Bye now. Yep. All right.
Sounds like I forgot to ask him, but it sounds like he's feeling better.
Yeah, he sounds a lot better.
Yeah.
Sounds like that cold. Oh, Kim got a new one. So I'm
a new cold. Oh, get ready. Get in line for that one, Scott.
It's because she started teaching these elementary kids, or not elementary, started teaching preschool at the behest of her friend to do it. And she keeps coming home with something new.
That's going to do it right there.
Yep. Yep. We're building up our immune systems once again. We thought we were done with this. All right. Hey, I got one quick email from somebody named Fondy or Fond. How would you say that? F-O-N-D-E.
Fandy. I'd say Fond.
All right. Well, so
I'm going to say it's the E's silent. I'm going to say Fond.
All right. Fond says, hey, guys, how come you don't like barbecue? I don't understand what the problem is. Thanks. What the hell is he talking about?
Where is this coming from? I love barbecue.
I do too. I am so I read this because I want the chat room maybe to remind us. Did we disparage barbecue at some point? Because I love me some barbecue.
And just reading this guy's email makes me hungry for barbecue.
Yeah. All you had to say was BBQ.
Now I want barbecue.
Yeah. You put the three letters B, B, and Q, and I go, let's go to Dickie's or somewhere better.
Yeah. Yeah. Better.
Better. Dickie's isn't that great. It's okay. But anyway. I love barbecue. I don't understand that.
Anybody in the chat room have any idea why we don't like barbecue?
Yeah. No, everyone, Scott Johnson, R&R. What?
Rest and relaxation?
Yeah, I don't get that.
I like that too. That sounds good news.
Yeah, we'll do some of that
later
maybe. I like
some good BBQ followed by some R&R.
Yeah, Dickie's isn't that great. Alex, it's okay. Yep. It's just, I mean, it's there if you need
it. Oh, R&R barbecue. Okay, that's a suggestion.
Okay. Oh, it's a barbecue place in Salt Lake. I hadn't heard of that. I'll check it out.
There you go. We have Four Barrel Barbecue fairly close here. There's one called, it's like two blocks away, and we won't go City Barbecue City.
Yeah.
No, is that what it is? It's horrible. And it gives Tina the crabs.
Maybe.
It's Tina. She she went there twice, both times locked the bathroom door for a while.
Leave me in here. Just give me a magazine.
JT0. Yeah, I'm thinking of South Park. It's not City Barbecue.
Yeah.
But it might as well be.
May as well be. Is there a city? There is a City Barbecue. Isn't there actual City Barbecue? I think there is. I think so. Ah. Are you thinking of City Shitty Beef? Yeah. You want a shitty beef?
Right.
All right. I think that's it. I don't know what this email's about. You're going to have to clarify there, Fond, because we don't know what you mean.
Fond.
Fondue. That's going to do it for the episode here. We're done. We're going to get out of here. And before we do, just a quick note that if you want to get more information about us, including our contact details and more, head on over to frogpants.com/TMS/TMS. And you'll find it all. You can also follow us on Twitter. I'm at Scott Johnson. Brian's at Coverville, and the show is at MorningStream. Brian, I think we should leave now. And before we do, though, song singing.
Song, cover song right here. Hey, Space Cowboy and Bebop. A year ago, you played a cover for me celebrating what was supposed to be my last treatment of chemotherapy. I had stage 4 Hodgkin's lymphoma, and that first round of chemo got rid of 98% of it. This last 2% has been stubborn. 3 chemo regimens, 2 stem cell transplants, and a year later, I'm about to get the scan that tells me if I can finally get on with my life after this 2016 dumpster fire. Brian, you and Tina will kick cancer's butt. Yes, we will. Scott, don't stop the cancer jokes. The worst was people taking it more seriously than I was. Love you all, though. Deucey in Gilbert, Arizona.
Well, for the record, I don't really make cancer jokes. Right.
No.
That voice of that lady.
Yeah, just say that voice. The cancer.
The cancer. You got the cancer.
So the song he requested is a cover of Collective Soul's Better Now. I don't have any covers of that song, but I love Collective Soul. I wish I did have a cover of that. But I decided to kind of stay on that line of thinking. And listen, I know the lyrics of this song are more about feeling a whole lot better when somebody leaves, but we're going to say we'll feel a whole lot better when cancer leaves. The original was The Byrds, good old Roger McGuinn, and such a great lyric. Man, go back and listen to the original if you like this. I think you're going to really like this, though. This is The Merrymakers from their album from 2011 called What About the Merrymakers? Here is Feel a Whole Lot Better.
have to let you go there and right away after what you did. I can't stay on, and I'll probably feel a whole lot better when you're gone. Baby, for a long time, you had me believe that your love was all mine, and that's the way it would be. But I didn't know that you were putting me out.
Part of the Frog Pants Network. Yes. Get more at frogpants.com.
How do you clean your feet?